Wait a minute, are we lost?
Nah, man, we're wanderlost.
The Zoom voice is kind of hot. Sorry, what'd you say?
It is a seductive robotic voice.
Yeah. I wish it was like in Waze, how like you can set it to be like I forget his name.
Siri?
No, on Waze you can set it to be like actors. Like they had Liam Neeson as a collab for like when the last one of his like I go to Eastern Europe and like rescue my like daughter movie.
Oh,
I
forgot the name. Taken.
Taken, oh, yeah, right, yeah. Right. And you used to be able to like make it Liam Neeson's voice for like your directions. So
that's pretty good actually.
I wish they did that for Zoom, yeah.
Liam Neeson on Zoom, recording in progress. Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Recording in progress. I know who you are. Yeah.
as I just mentioned earlier, the first podcast of 2022.
Pew pew pew.
Whoa, what? Okay.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, like that definitely makes sense. It could only probably go up or down. It could either only go up or down from here. So
you're not wrong. It really can either go up or down. So that's
my mind.
I can set the bar kind of like here.
And for those of you who are just listening, he just put his hand in a very arbitrary position. So we don't really know if that's good or bad.
Here.
I see good things in 2022 for the podcast. Also blows my mind that A, it is 2022. And B, we've been doing the podcast for pretty much a year now. Or like just under technically a year. It's a new year.
Yeah, we're getting close. Definitely getting close.
Yeah. But absolutely mind blowing. We've been doing it for a while now.
A lot of stops and starts, but we're now this is on true. Kind of a good wave.
I feel a couple of hiatuses, plural.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, speaking of the podcast, this is, after all, a travel podcast. Welcome to Wanderlost here with your boys, Lee and Mitch, talking with our special guest, the first special guest of 2022, Mauricio Andres Toscano.
Thank you for having me on here, especially for the first year episode. This is such, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of nervous. Do you feel nervous? I'm kind of freaking out.
I'm kind of nervous.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay, everyone's nervous. This feels better now. Thank you so much. I'm really excited. I've listened to like a couple of these, and in the back of my head one day, I like woke up this like Saturday morning and I was like, is that a picture of you, by the way?
Yeah, it's the two of us from like 2012.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
oh, the podcast album cover thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Like, let me give this a listen. So I listened to it. I also loved the Connor elephant.
Yeah, that was a pretty intense episode, to be honest. And that was the one just before the new year. And that one was pretty mind-blowing. And the fact that we also had some spicy content to back up his story as well, that was on the Instagram page. It was a pretty wild video.
Exactly. Yeah.
The elephant's actually charging the car.
Yeah, so I mean, basically all that to say, I'm really excited. And the first place that came to my mind was this experience I recently went on.
Whoa, wait a sec. You're launching into the story too soon. We like to have our guests warm up with sort of a curveball question of sorts.
But I love that you were revving to go, that you were just like in it.
I don't want to go to Europe like for like a long time.
Oh no.
All right. Well, before we get to that, there's a structure here.
I'm just teasing. This is a little like sprinkle here.
So yeah, we're going to, you know, because it's a new year, we're going to kind of do something a little bit. It's classic, you know, curveball, maybe not so much curveball, but Maury, I would love to hear about your New Year's resolution. Like, what are, do you even care about New Year's resolution? Do you,
I mean, like, it's not like I'm not going to like disrespect a New Year. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I hear someone be like, my New Year's resolution is to like stop drinking. And I'm like, okay, like genetically, that's impossible for you. You know what I mean? Like, I can't really do that. Or say that maybe. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But either way, I've never made one for myself, but, I've always thought about it. Like, you know, I've always been like, okay, this could be the year I decide to like do everything in my left hand. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just like, oh, I guess normally there's supposed to be something you sacrifice, right?
But or like, it's usually like a self-betterment thing. Like trying
that's
to.
That's pretty ambidextrous. Being ambidextrous, that's pretty helpful.
That's a pretty good goal as well. I mean.
Yeah. Have you seen Zodiac? Zodiac Killer is ambidextrous. Like, he stood out from the crowd. So I don't know, kind of a mission accomplished in my opinion.
Also, I'm pretty sure, little side note here, I read an article recently that they actually figured out who the Zodiac Killer was. He's dead now, but they actually figured out who the dude was, and he passed away like a few years ago, or not too far in the past, and I think he was in prison as well. Like, they already busted.
He was. Dude, I actually, funny, the reason I said that is because I watched the actual movie Zodiac last night, and after all that, we were like, I'm not to spoil it or anything, but like, okay, that they were wrong about everything. Like it was just this other random dude. Anyways.
Great film. I actually watched it a couple of weeks ago as well. Like, such a good film.
Highly rated, 100%. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Robert Downey Jr., great actor. He's in it.
Jake Gyllenhaal, another great actor.
Classic.
Oh yeah, Psycho Gyllenhaal in it. Yeah.
So just to quickly come back around, your New Year's resolution is try to become ambidextrous.
Yes. Not because of that movie. That was before the movie, and then the movie happened, and I was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Just that is being cleared up here.
Appreciate I think that's that. A good goal, though. You know, like, that's setting the bar. I think that's really good. I mean, Lee, what would you do? New chapter. It doesn't this have to is, be something to better yourself, but
no, it's something to better the world, actually.
Oh, shit.
My New Year's resolution is to continue developing my new radical political theory, and that is that no one over once you retire, you lose all political power. Old people should not have political influence anymore. So I've kind of been workshopping this idea where once you retire, like maybe somewhere between the age of 65 and 70, once you retire, you're taken care of. Like, you don't have to worry about food, housing, that kind of stuff. The government will provide it, so long as you give up your right to vote and to run for political office, because old people should no longer have influence in the future.
Boom. Mic drop.
Bah, 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 bah.
And my New Year's resolution is to continue working on that to see if I can actually go somewhere with it.
No, that's a good one. I like that. Mine is a little bit, I mean, we've referenced it on the podcast before, but have you guys seen the movie Yes Man?
Of course.
Jim Carrey. So one of my new, I have a couple different ones, but one that I'll share with you guys, it's kind of the opposite of Yes Man, where I actually want to say no to more things. And I'm being serious here. So I feel like I have a tendency to say yes to too many things, and I don't consider, like, plans, for example. I'll say yes to too many things, and I won't actually consider the plans that I already have lined up. And then there's a lot of clashing in the plans that I make. And I feel like saying no, you can also apply that to, like, you know, when you're in the office working as well, just saying no to more things as opposed to saying yes to everything and you have too much work on your plate to do. So that's one that I want to try and workshop a little bit more, but figure out where I can strike the balance. So we're not quite Jim Carrey in Yes Man and just saying no to everything, but I want to kind of try and tease that one a little bit in my everyday life. So that's probably one of my New Year's resolutions.
I like that. It kind of reminds me of the Nancy Reagan Just Say No campaign, which was highly successful.
Yeah, now that I think about it, they're very similar, I'd say.
I think now would be a good time to start the story more.
Yes, please do. Dive right in. Share with us that story, and maybe we'll hear a couple pearls of wisdom as well along the way.
Love a pearl of wisdom.
So, setting, Portugal. Has anyone seen Anthony Bourdain's? It's very, very disrespectful. I'm forgetting the name of the show.
Parts Unknown.
So how this started was we watched Anthony Bourdain's, me and my roommates. I've lived with two people. I live in Brooklyn. My roommates, Aaron and Sam. Aaron puts on this show, and the city they go to is Lisbon. And it just, like, you know, it's like a hilly country with, like, cobblestone, like, streets. They have that trolley system, which is, like, super, it's just, like, slow and just kind of seems like it annoys everyone. But it's, like, a historic part of the city. So everyone's just like, word, like, this exists here. And the food, all these, like, kind of like mixture of, like, seafood, but, like, also sort of like a bistro style. Like, it was just, like, so good. And I was like, oh my God, you know, this food looks great. These views look great. I think they filmed some of this may be completely wrong, but I think they filmed some of the Game of Thrones scenes, like the castle scenes in Portugal. And also, fun fact, this I do think is true. J.K. Rowling studied abroad in Portugal, and a lot of the Harry Potter books are based off of some Portuguese, like some like old Portuguese architecture.
Oh, really? I had no idea about that.
Yeah. So like, for example, the moving staircases in like Harry Potter, and for those people that I'm ruining the movie for at this point, you know, but like there's like moving staircases and like that exists in this, like, I don't know if it's like a castle or fort or something. I should know better, but it exists in Portugal.
Just really, really quick. I did get some information from our fact checkers about the Game of Thrones filming location. Actually, there is no filming in Portugal specifically, but multiple different locations in Spain. Parts of Andalusia, Seville, Cordoba, that kind of thing, but none in Portugal. So my friend,
I knew I was off. I knew I was off with one of them. They look like Game of Thrones castles. Yes.
Yeah, but you just got fact. So
thank you. Wow. Do we check the second fact? Just need to make sure there's one, like, we'll get to that. We don't have to do it.
Yeah, they're on it. I'll let you know.
First fact check of the year. Oh my god. First fact check of the year. Our interns are hard at work, still not getting paid as much as they should, but way to go. They're on it. They're on their game. They're ready to go. They're revving.
So yeah, either way, all of these things come together and I'm like, I need to go to Portugal. Like, you know, this is post, kind of like a post-vaccinated time in the US. Like, countries are starting to open up more. This is around August. And, you know, I was like, you know, I think I'm ready to take that step. I think I'm ready to go now. You know, obviously I went with my roommate, Aaron. We met up with some friends there that one of them was coming from London. The rest were coming from New York too.
Okay. Well, they're already back. And yes, J.K. Rowling did move to Portugal in 1991 while she was writing the Philosopher's Stone. So there is some influence there. Boom. So you know what? You're one for two. That's not bad, Mark.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for is, as you know, just middle ground. That's all.
Exactly. Amazing. Yeah, Portugal. Wait, this trip actually kind of sounds familiar. Was this the one that I was meant to join you on in Portugal?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm happy you bring that up because it was very disappointing to have you kind of back out that way.
Why don't you continue the story, and then
did you get cold feet? You got cold feet, Lee?
Lee kind of got cold feet in a way. When you dumb it down to like the absolute like bare bone.
He got cold feet. Oof, Lee.
I'm known for my warm feet, so this is okay. Puts me in a bad.
So basically,
light.
Was this the first trip? By the way, was this the first like post lockdown, post COVID exactly. trip of?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh,
it was so like, there's a lot of energy like, in this.
Yeah. Like in my head, I'm like, there's no such thing as mutations. Like what? Like, and they won't be effective as before. What's going on right now? But anyways, literally. We're like, this looks great. Everything seems optimistic. We can see the sunrise. Let's go. Let's do it. So we do it. Everything's going great. We get there. Also, Portugal is one of, I think, in the, once again, fact checkers come at me ready for you all day. But like I think Portugal is one of the has one of the highest rates of vaccinations within Europe.
That is true. They are one of the highest.
They're up there. Yeah, they're up there.
We don't even need a fact checker for that one.
Yeah, we got it right here. No, but seriously, like everyone's like masked up. Like people are outside masked up. Like they're taking this very seriously. And it shows in the results like of like the population, like they're killing it. And so that makes me feel good, right? Coming out of the airport, it's sunny. Everyone's kind of abiding by the law. We love that, right? And then like everyone's just like smiling, like we're walking, and like of course it's like the classic, like I'm asking the taxi driver like 13 different questions.
Quick question. There's a little inconsistency in your story here. If everyone's masked up, how can you tell that they're smiling?
Ooh.
Okay. Well, Lee, as an empath, you should know that like there's a certain little like part of people's eyes that and like their cheekbone that will like come up or down depending on their smile. Unless you have Botox, in which case it's true. But I don't think my taxi driver had Botox.
You're talking about the famous smize made popular by Tyra Banks, America's Next Top Model. It's all about the smize. Smile with your eyes.
Yes. I didn't know. Oh yeah, I like that. I'm gonna use
also
that
you could just tell as well. There's an energy that people give off. There's a glare, but then there's also a happy stare as well, I feel like. So it's just an energy. You just have to read it.
That's really cool, right? And so we get to this place and of course we get off and we're like, let's get off like a block away from our spot. This is also before we know that it's very hilly. Like at this point we're like, you know, we're like, we didn't really think about it, And so we just get off. We're like, we'll walk a block. It's like super steep. I'm wearing sandals. It's cobblestone. I have a bag. I mean, like, obviously it's not that bad, but it was kind of just like, okay, like, you know, this is vacation. I want to be on like a flat surface. Like, this is on me. I should have worn shoes. What am I doing here? We get to a little cafe, and I'm like, this is nice. Like, let's sit down. Let's just like have, I'm going to have an Aperol spritz. I was feeling myself. I was good. It was up to a great start. We get some foods. I had some sausage. It was really good.
Wow. And then, Aperol spritz and sausage. What a meal.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. We get to our Airbnb. And I'm on the top, we're basically on like the first floor, like the street level floor on like an incline. So like looking out the window, you could just see like the channel, like the port, and like,
oh,
just,
nice.
Like it just looks so nice. And we were just like, you know, we have 6 days of carefree fun in our, right. In that moment. So naive. We were so naive. We were just like, we have 6 days of carefree fun. Like, let's just go out there and just like, you know, like have fun. Let's just like, cause our friends weren't getting there till that night. We're just like, let's go explore the city. Let's be quirky. Let's be quirky and just go walk around. let's take these little like,
what could go wrong?
Revels. What could go wrong? They're not revels. What are they called? Bolts. It's like the little like scooters.
Oh yeah. Like, yes. Yes. Love the,
you know,
love bolts.
That is a good pearl of wisdom, is get those Bolt scooters. That is a good way to explore the city.
It is, and every city but Lisbon, I will say, because it's all uphill and cobblestone, and they give up at a certain point. It is, so number one, it was very deceptive because it's like, oh, these, so cool, because like I love those. I was like, okay, this is gonna be great, and like, but it only works in like a one part of the city, which is like where like the touristy stuff is, and like I guess it's where the bars are too, but like, yeah, it was just really convenient, but I love them.
Also, I guess, you know, struggles to go up hills with a Bolt scooter. If it's that hilly, I wouldn't want to go downhills on those scooters as well.
Either. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, it's just kind of not recommended, but there's some people that do it, and it's like, you know what? All the power to you. It was kind of annoying because we would just have to go up and down this hill like anytime we wanted to go out and stuff. Oh, wow. And here comes one of the major, sorry, my roommate, who's one of the major pieces of this.
One of the major players.
He's one of the major players in this story. Just walked in.
Where are we?
In a special feature right now? Special guest?
Oh. Well, okay. Once I get to what happened to you, you can start doing. Okay.
Special guest on the special guest for the podcast.
Yeah, his name is Aaron. We get there, everything's great. You know, we have an Aperol spritz. It's great. We get to our place. It's amazing. The lady who whose Airbnb it was very nice. Was just like, you know, here's this, here's that, the other. And we're just like, great. Nothing could go wrong. We're living in pure bliss. What? Like, everything's great. But anyway, so yeah, we get to Lisbon. We walk to our place. The bottom of the city is right by the, like, I think it's a river. I want to say it's a river. It's this river that separates like the city of Lisbon. And I don't know what the other side is. I think it might be Cascais, which is where
it's actually pronounced Cascais.
Well, I can't do that right now. But what you said.
What? Excuse me. You can't. What
I don't even think fact checker Lee. You've been doing more fact checking than the fact checkers this episode.
You know, I'm a worldly man. I've been around the world. I've seen a few things, heard a few things. So
you have. You
fair
have,
enough.
Very worldly. We get there. Everything's great. You know, we have an Aperol spritz. It's great. We get to our place. It's amazing. The lady whose Airbnb it was very nice. Was just like, you know, here's this, here's that, the other. And we're just like, great. Nothing could go wrong. We're living in pure bliss. What? Like, everything's great. We love it. We love it here. We're gonna stay here forever. We're having a great time. So fast forward to, was it? It might have been. I don't know if it was that night or the night after. On Saturday, we go out. And once we go out, this is more like at the bottom part of the city. So like more closer to the water. So it's like kind of nice. It's kind of downhill. But anyways, like just being really drunk going up that hill, that's another thing. But like, so we get down there, we're having a good time. I think at one point before that night, we hit the timeout market. I strongly recommend the timeout market. Had amazing.
Is this like a food
seafood.
Market timeout?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a food market. Okay.
It's basically like little pop-ups of like these like really, really, really good restaurants ranging from like meats to like seafood.
Wow. It's just, all it's, about it's, that.
Yeah. I'm describing it horribly. Yeah. Dude, it's so good.
Do you remember what type of food you guys got? Like what would you say is like the go-to, or what was the most popular?
We got like a bunch of oysters. Got a bunch of oysters, right? And I think we like also got some that's some prosciutto.
Yeah. Ooh, prosciutto.
Yeah. Anyways, so it was really good. But so anyways, later that night we go out. We kind of realize that there's no like club scene. for some reason. So two people we were on the trip with were like really intense about this club scene. They were upset. They were literally, they were like we got there and we're like dinner and they're like, cool, but where's the club? And we're just like, what? Like, what? Like, what do you
want to
like,
be with other Americans?
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the people abroad who want, yeah, exactly. There's the people abroad who want to go be with other Americans. And then there's the people abroad who are just like, this is fun to be with my friend group, right? Like, and then there's like two people on this trip that were just like, I need to go. I need to like be listening. Tiesto needs to be playing right, from right, everywhere. Yeah, like
there needs nice. To be some like, Diplo. Give me some Sophie Tucker. Yeah, I want to hear bass.
Yeah, it's like, I need Diplo. I need everyone on here right now. I need to feel fuel. Yeah. Like, I need to feel like stimulated in every sense. Like,
I need some good ear tingles.
Yeah. So solid ear tingles. You guys have heard Levels by Avicii? I thought that was like kind of a niche song.
No, it's kind of everywhere.
That was kind of like my 2022 hit so far. I mean, I thought that was going to be the up and coming.
Yeah, it was in my discovery. Was good.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say on my release radar on Spotify. Yeah. I mean, I guess shout out to Spotify.
Shout out to Spotify.
They wanted to go to the club.
Yes, so if you still want to go to the club.
And some clubbers, some cultural immersion.
Yes, immersion yeah. Freaks.
We got two groups.
Yeah, two groups. And this is the trip. This is the beginning of the trip, right? So it's like, oh my God, is this going to cause a divide for the rest of the trip?
Oh no.
Right? We don't know. And so it didn't really, except for when we
thank goodness.
That's because something even worse came along.
Yes. So we go to a bunch of bars, right? We go to a bunch of like pseudo clubby bars. Like they're just playing music really loud.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And so we're doing this. We're like, this kind of sucks. Like, I guess we'll just go home. It's like 1 a.m. right now. And so on the way home, on this treacherous hill, we look to our right and see that they're letting people into what seems to be the first floor's party. And it's like the window's right there and it's open. So you can just hear these people playing like not Tiesto, playing like pretty good music. And we're like, this is like a Lisbon person's like
the local house party. I love that.
Like, we need to go in here. Like, we need to see, like, we're gonna stand out. I don't care. Like, let's do it. But none of us had the actual courage, right? It was like one of those things where it's like, oh, we should all, like, it'd be so crazy. And then like no one does a thing about it except for the one person who's like strong enough, brave enough to front the door.
And that was you, right?
That was not me, actually. I was so far up the hill being like, oh no, it's far away. Like, we should keep going. And so our friend Carlos is like, let's go, let's do it. Let's go to the door. So he goes to the door and he's like, hey, like, can we come in? We're from New York. And then she's like, oh my God, yeah. She's like, come right up. And we're just like, oh, like that was really easy. Okay, let's go. And so we go upstairs and it's, the room smells like a spliff, but it's like 80% tobacco. So it's like 80% tobacco on this, like
a European spliff, definitely a European spliff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's what the room smells like, and it's great. You know, the vibes are, the lights are dimmed, but not enough to the point where it's like you can't see anyone or feel weird. It just feels bright. It feels perfect. The music was going. There's several rooms. It's kind of a big. It's kind of like a pretty big apartment for what I guess Airbnb was, but like I just had no sense of apartments in general, but I was like, this is great. And so we go to the kitchen and just like, it's like Euro Central. There's Dutch people here. There's like, I think there was, I forget the other country. There's people from like four different like European countries basically. And we see the host and she comes in and everyone's like doing the host dance, right? They're like, oh, like they're like, yes, the hostess, get it, like break down. And she's like, guys, like this is crazy, I'm the hostess. And so she gets her and she's like, they're trying to do shots or whatever. And then like everyone's just like looking at us, like you can just tell everyone's just like, oh, like
who are these North Europeans in like, the household?
Like, yeah, yeah. No, they're just like, who are you? Like, you know, just kind of nod, doing that sort of nod that like looks away and it's just like, oh. And so we're just like, okay, we need to like start introducing ourselves. They're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey. And then we're just like, oh, like whatever. We met this like Dutch dudes, right? They're like, oh, like we're from the Netherlands. Like, have you ever been there? And we're like, yeah, like, we love Amsterdam. Like we love Amsterdam, huge fans of Amsterdam. And they kind of look at each other like kind of like snarkily. And they're just like, oh, like really? Like Amsterdam? And we're just like, what? they're like, yeah, obviously everyone loves Amsterdam. Like, of course you love Amsterdam. And I was just like, wow, like, what is this? Like, what, like, would you rather me talk trash about Amsterdam? Like what is the, like, I don't understand what's going on. And so then whatever, fast forward late into that night, like maybe 5 minutes, maybe 15 minutes later, these people are talking and like someone's asking like, have you ever been to the US? And they're like, yeah, we went to New York. Like, we love New York. And I like want to just jump in there immediately. Just be like, oh, really? Like, you loved New York? Really? But I didn't do that because I was like, you know what? This is Portugal. The vibes are right. Anyways, so that happens. And at a certain point, we realize it's like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of getting to that point of night where everyone's either getting romantically involved or people are crying or people are leaving. So we're just like, okay.
There's only three options once you get past like 3 a.m.
It's yeah, like, really.
I was going to say, what time of morning or evening do we think it was? But I think the 3 a.m. time slot is quite accurate for those emotional moods to
crying, arise. Leaving, or banging. There's only three options.
Crying, leaving, or banging.
In that order, yeah.
Yeah, CLB is what we call it. Mm-hmm. The CLB. Mm-hmm.
That's new. I didn't know we called it that. That's pretty new to me.
We are new. Or we are now. It's 2022. So the CLB. All right.
Cool. CLB.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mood lighting.
Mauricio. Sorry. My roommate just accidentally turned that off. There he goes again. Anyways,
I mean, if we want some like more dramatic effect for the story, I mean, this is perfect. Yeah, I mean,
no. So basically, this happens and it's great. And then we're like, okay, we're going to leave. Like we're going to get out of here. The hostess just gets like really touchy with all of us. And just like, guys, like, thanks for coming. Like just like brushing everyone's shoulder and like getting really close and personal. We're like, okay, cool. Anyways, fast forward 2 nights. What happens is we end up going to Krishkaish. We went to Krishkaish, and which is a beach town. We had a great time. We went to a bar. We come back to the apartment. It's 4 a.m. And my roommate, Aaron, it looks like he's bleeding out of his eyes.
Oh, my God.
What?
That is not what I was expecting at all. That's horrendous.
I know. My roommate, Aaron, looks like he's bleeding out of his eyes. He's like standing. I'm pretty sure he's asleep, but his eyes are open. And he's just kind of like wobbling back and forth. Like there's a lot of noise around us. Like we're like playing like loud music in like our Airbnb. He's not reacting to anything anyone is saying. He's in completely in his own world. He looks very, very sick.
Oh my God. We're just like,
okay, what's going on? The next morning, he's maybe not said a word for hours. And it's like 9 p.m. And he's like, guys, I don't really feel good. My friend Tyler from London had a bunch of test kits. That following morning, he tested himself and he was negative for COVID.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So whatever's going on.
Oh, No, sorry. What am I saying? Not negative. He was positive.
He was positive.
He was positive. Sorry. Yeah. And so we were all just like, okay, we definitely, but then the rest of us were like, we're all fine. So it couldn't have been this Portuguese house party. It could not have been that. So we don't know where we got this from. It could have been anywhere. And so anyways, that's one part of this. The second part is everyone else was leaving except for me and Aaron. Me and Aaron and Lee were supposed to meet up in Lagos, which is like two or three hours.
Yeah,
southern coast of Portugal. So I call Lee and I'm like, listen, man, Aaron has COVID. I'm not with him anymore. We have cut ties between each other for the greater good of
the greater good of the trip.
Yeah. And so, listen, I'm going to this trip by myself, you know, like I'm tested negative. I don't know if you want to come with me still and risk that. And then he was like, no, I'm fine first over text. He's like, I think I'm fine. Like right now. He's like, let's do it. He's like, I think I'm going to do it. I'll let you know. And I was like, okay, cool. Then the next day he's like, hey man, like, listen, like can't do this. And I was like, that completely makes sense. Like I get where you're coming from and I'm sorry. And that sucks.
Yeah. I remember like I've never been to Portugal. I was so fucking excited to go.
Was this over the summer?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
I remember chatting to you about this as well. And you were going through that whole process of trying to figure out if you're going to go or not. And it sounded like a sick trip.
But Aaron Stagoff Belfort, sitting right next to you, just had to go get sick, huh?
Yeah. And the best part about this is I get to the Airbnb because I went to Lagos. I get to the Airbnb in Lagos and it's just me by myself. And this person that greets us is like, oh, this, by the way, this Airbnb is a quinta. So it's like, they have like four or five, like little places in a little pool in the middle. And she's just very nice. And she's just like, hey, like, where's everyone else? Like, what, why are you by yourself? And just very, like, very, like, very, very serious about this. She's like, it's kind of weird, huh? Like that's the tone. And I'm just like, oh, like, you know, well, my one roommate couldn't make it because he missed his flight and actually decided he's not coming because it's just for the weekend anyway. And my other roommate, I haven't heard from him. Like, that's so weird. Like, we were supposed to take the same bus. And I was talking about Aaron. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, don't know what might happen. Like, that's so crazy. So for a day straight, I'm getting she's always having breakfast. She's like, she's actually really nice. Like I get why she was curious. It's just like one random person shows up who's not under the actual reservation. So like, it's very like sus, right?
But also very nosy. I mean, you've paid. The money transaction has happened.
The account, it was under Aaron, and like Aaron had paid. So like, it was just, and like, I like, it was just like, he mentioned he was coming with someone, but he didn't give a name.
Yeah, I see.
And so, yeah, so she's just like asking 1,000 questions. And finally, I'm just like, I text Aaron. I'm like, hey, man, like, listen, I hope you're feeling better. But, you know, you really need to tell her something. And like, I can't be the one to say anything. Then he's like, okay, don't worry. He's like, I got it. It's like, totally fine. Like, don't worry. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. And so he sends her a text. And then I'm happy he sent to me what he had said to her. Cause if he hadn't, I wouldn't have known what to say. He sends a text to her and he's like, hey, sorry. Like my sister, is going into labor and I need to go back to the US. And he sends me this screenshot with nothing. He doesn't even say, ha 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 ha. No, there's no, he just sends me that just directly to me. And he's just like,
does Aaron even have a sister?
Yes, he actually does have a sister.
Okay.
But she's not at all there. So anyway, what? Like, that's making the lie so much better.
I don't know.
Has really enhanced the lie, if anything.
And so, yeah, he sends her that text. He sends me the screenshot and I'm like, okay, I have to like talk to her about this now and like have details. Like, I know she's going to keep going. Like, I know now it's less of like a, I don't know who you are. I know it's more of like a, oh, I'm like a grandmother. And like, I want to know so many things about like this baby. And like, you must know. Also just want to say that there are like 3 families here on this trip. And I am just completely by myself. Like, she would come out and give us like breakfast at the same time. Like, she'd give us like some dinners, actually, which is pretty nice. Yeah, it was just really sus. It was just some really one by himself guy in the pool from 12 p.m. to like 4 p.m.
And
like,
the friend, you know what I mean? Like, is going home for their sister because they're going into labor.
And I decided not to even come.
Yeah, and he decided not to even come. So at this point, I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. I'm going to brush this off. It can't be that bad. You know, like, the city has to be close by. Like, not the city, but like the main town of Lagos, like where everything is and like where the beach is, not the beaches, but like close to where the beach is must be around here. So I asked her, I think her name was Julia. And then I was like, Julia, like, do you know where, like, how I can get into town from here? Like, this kind of like remote area, like, it's like 2 hours away from like Lisbon. It's like half an hour. I found out it's half an hour away by car to like the city of Lagos. So we're actually in this other town called, starts with an O, I can't pronounce it. And I don't know the name of it. But like, she's like, yeah, it's like half an hour drive. And I was like, I don't have a car. And she's like, you don't have a car. Like, why? Like, every family here has a car. Like, she's like, that's kind of also interesting. So, by the way, how is the baby? Has it been born yet? And I was just like,
oh my God.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, that's so crazy. I have no idea. And she's like, oh, that's like, I thought you guys were childhood friends. And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, what did I, like, what, like, okay, like,
Julia,
like,
stop being nosy. Stop being nosy, Julia.
I was like, and so I'm kind of frustrated and also really anxious at this point. And I just like don't feel like I'm at peace. I feel like she just keeps looking at me, and I'm like, okay, I need something. I need some sort of like final move. Like, you know, I need my checkmate for this. And so, I'm like Aaron. So I text him back. I'm like, hey man, like I'm gonna have to like go on with this because she's just continues to ask, and like the residents here have heard word of it now because like, they all have babies and they're all like really into it now and also asking me, like, this has turned into a complete nightmare, like everyone's onto me, and like, you need to help me out. I was like, I need to do something. Okay, I'm gonna go do it. And so I Google stock images of babies that don't have a watermark, and I find this picture that's perfect. And the thing is, I'm so deep in it at this point where I'm trying to make it seem like it could be related to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for a specific type of baby. And I finally get it. I show her a picture, right? Like, I'm at this point, I'm waiting. I just can't wait for her to ask me, right? Like, I'm just like, at this point, just please, you know, it's been 2 hours and you haven't asked me. Like, just come, like, please tell me. So, yeah, eventually she's like, oh, so like any word? I'm like, yeah, actually, her name's Ashley. Here's the baby. It's coming in at like X weight. I asked my girlfriend at the time, what would you say? I could have just
it was like an average baby weight.
Yeah, I was like, what would you say? She's like, why are you asking me this? Like, why would I know this? And I'm just like,
just asking for a friend.
I'm just asking for a friend. Like, so that happened, and I had to keep up that lie for a long time. And like, the thing is, the day before I left, in like the afternoon, she was like, oh my god, like, do you have any more pictures? Like, I would love to see more pictures.
Oh my god.
And I left that night. But all in all, great city.
Oh, wait, sorry. I just completely forgot this. Before we left to Lagos, Aaron got COVID and had his 400 euros worth of cash stolen from our Airbnb.
Oh, fuck.
And so, he was the victim of a robbery.
I was the victim of a robbery.
Do you want to tell him about the victim of the robbery? Do we have time for that?
This is like Aaron, a little special guest inception right here.
Yes, this is Aaron. Aaron is essentially the person who I dated the trip. Aaron is also the person who helped me with the introduction of Anthony Bourdain, A Parts Unknown. I had not watched that before.
Same with SoundCloud.
Yeah, he has a SoundCloud. I'll send that later.
We have, at the end, you can plug whatever you want.
We can plug everything, okay, cool.
I have nothing to plug. He's going to go on right now. He by far had the worst part on this trip. And this is his story.
Flesh. In honor to meet you guys, Mitch, Lee, it's very exciting. It's my first podcast appearance.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you're on the first one of the new year, so it's a great time to come on.
First of many for me in the new year. I can just briefly recap a pretty tough 48 hours where a lot happened to me. So first,
It sounds buns.
It was pretty tough, but you don't even know the half of it. So yeah, first I was a crime victim. I was a victim of a burglary. I'm not sure whether I was calling it a robbery at first, but obviously, you know, I wasn't there when it happened. So that felt a little melodramatic, but I left an opened envelope with 400 euros, which is the equivalent of $570 on my suitcase, like open, like basically everything but a sign saying, please, like, steal. This is where my money is. Please
pretty much
steal it. So that happened. So we got back, we hit the panic mode and searched the entire house. And this detail will come back and be of great importance later. And so we searched the whole house. Mauricio is like ripping apart the cushions and he's hiding his shit because they didn't take anything else, literally except for the money, and nothing was disturbed. And so Mauricio finds a pair of like pink women's underwear under the cushion. And it's just like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then like leaves it. So then I got COVID. And so I had called the Airbnb person. Basically I was like, I let the Airbnb person know we were robbed. And then I just like, out of curiosity, like this was like maybe a couple hours before I got COVID, was just for some reason, I don't even know why, just checked the reviews of the Airbnb. And they were all sparkling except for one review from August 2021, which happened to be the month that we were there, that said like, don't come here, got robbed, 10,000 euros stolen from which is a lot of fucking, that's like a lot of money. 10,000 euros is like, I'm a drug dealer and an Airbnb money.
I was going to say, what kind of activities are you up to if you're walking around with 10K in cash?
Yeah, you kind of deserve to be. Yeah, so I sent this to the Airbnb owner, and basically, I mean, Mauricio was there for the phone call. We did some light blackmail where I basically, Lee's face just so confused.
Light blackmail.
I called the Airbnb owner and basically said, like, listen, like, you know, I saw this review, like, you know, we were broken into. It seems like this happened a bunch of times, but like, you know, maybe the security in this place is not up to par. And like, you know, I just feel, you know, I leave reviews for Airbnbs and like, you know, I'm just a really honest guy.
I'm a very important influencer. People read my reviews.
Yeah. In amongst the Airbnb community, and like, you know, I feel compelled to be honest about this, but also I know, you know, that could hurt your business, a review that says this. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So yeah. I'm wondering if there's just any, if you have like a policy, if there's any sort of arrangement we can come to.
That is swing right there. That is a heavy swing.
And she said, yes, she was like 100%. She said, I've been thinking just the same thing. Like, we'll do it. I'm like, amazing. And then I get COVID. Then the next day she says, you have to go to a police station in Portugal
to report this crime. And like, to report this as a crime, they won't do an investigation. They'll just close it. Like, if you know, it's bullshit. And like, this is the way you can get reimbursed. Like, in a, probably like an accounting thing, whatever. So I'm like, okay. So like, I go to this police station and file the report, and it takes like 10 minutes. And then I'm on my way back, and I'm scootering, because I thought it would be, I got an electric scooter.
We love the electric scooters. We're big fans.
Yeah, the like Lime scooter in Portugal, which is really, you know, in Lisbon, which is really not a city that is conducive to that. But I thought, okay, like there's a separate scootering route. I kind of won't be around people. Like, I'll get back and forth to my apartment really quickly.
For
like,
sure,
we'll
do for it. Sure.
I'm coming back from the police station on this scooter, and Mauricio texts me, and I hear it in my AirPods. And I go to like click my phone off, and I go flying off the scooter at like full speed, basically, like onto the gravel, and like fuck myself up, like huge, like almost like, I could send you a picture. It's really, it's not for the faint of heart, like almost hospital level. Like, I have this shit, big cut, dude, and like gash on my hands. Yeah, this is when I was like, I have to like, I need, probably should call my mom crying, like, had to be airlifted out of the city.
This sounds like the worst experience in Portugal I've ever heard.
And that was when I went back to my apartment alone, like, you know, to like treat myself. Yeah. And oh, by the way, like the day before any of this happened, I we get to Portugal, and I basically like immediately lose my vaccine passport. So within like 2 to 3 days, I lost my vaccine card, got COVID, got robbed, and fell off an electric scooter going like 10 miles per hour. So that was, yeah, that was my experience in Portugal. But we did get reimbursed. So.
Look, for a long time, we've pondered what the male version of a Karen might be. And I think we can safely say it could very well be Aaron.
You know, when you're the victim of a crime, a serious crime, Lee, you will be surprised what you will do. You will be surprised the person, that the lengths that you will go, and the person that you'll become. I didn't expect to be in this position either.
Fair enough. I can't speak to the level of emotional distress you experienced.
That's terrible. And that's it. And meanwhile, Mauricio is just like chilling in the Algarve, in the coast. Did you tell him about the baby? That's the only other thing. Yeah, yeah, you told him about the baby. Okay. Yeah. Mauricio panic texting me like, "What's the name of your sister's baby?" Like, part of the story.
I need to tell it.
You want to tell it?
All right.
There's one other piece of the story that's extremely funny that almost really like fully psychologically broke me. Here, you can.
But like, can I start it? Because
start,
I
got you call started, first. Okay. So I think this is the moment I really almost lost it. So the last thing is, I think this is all wrapped up. Like, the report is filed. Like, we haven't been reimbursed yet, but like, she's agreed to it. I'm in my apartment. Like, I'm not in the hospital from falling off. I'm like, okay, like, it's been a really bad couple of days, but like, we're on the upswing. And then I get a call from the Airbnb lady. And she says to me, the person who's, we had left the previous Airbnb, the person who's cleaning the Airbnb was cleaning it, like, and she found a pair of pink underwear under the seat cushion. And so she's basically like, "What like game are you guys running?" Like, she's like, "So like, I assume you had like a female visitor, and like, what's good here?" Basically, like, you're totally full of shit. And so I like almost start screaming. I almost lose it. I'm just like, get it, but like, there's no like implicit connection between the underwear and us being robbed. But like I guess if you create it, that's fine. But like, I don't know why that was proof. I don't know proof of like our scheme. So I'm just like losing my mind. I'm like, listen, lady, like, I did not come to invent like a robbery story in a country like I've never been, with a language like I don't speak, like, for $500. Like, it's not that deep for me. I'm just losing it. I'm like, listen, like, so I'm just like trying to come up with like reasons why like this, like, I wouldn't like do that. And then like, and I'm like, you should just call my like roommate right now. Like, I explained, like, he found them.
He found them, like, and put them back underneath the couch.
He didn't touch it. No. That's what I was. So I was like, listen, like, you have to explain, like, he'll explain. She's like, all right. And then she calls Mauricio. Mauricio, do you want
to? Okay. So this happens to him. Now I'm back in Lagos while there's a fake baby story going around. I get a phone call. We're back in Lagos. I get a phone call from the Airbnb hostess. I think
I didn't have time to really text you. I sent you a panic text of like, yeah, she's calling, like, yeah, you got to talk to her.
Yeah. So I don't even know what the conversation's about. And Joanna, the Airbnb host, is like, hey, I was just speaking to Aaron about the robbery, you know, like, et cetera, et cetera. And so in my head, I'm just like, oh, this is just like an apology call, right? Like, this is just someone being nice, you know, okay. I was like, yeah, like, thank you so much. Like, that's so sad. And she's like, yeah. And also, he said that you knew about the underwear.
oh.
And I said, oh, like, what, can you, like, more of that? I just don't know what you're talking about. And then, because at this point, I'm not thinking about that, right? Like, I'm just like, there's a fake baby story. I have to keep up this, like, appearance. Like, that's going on in my head. And so, she's like, well, he said that you had found a pair of underwear under the couch and then proceeded to just leave them there. Hmm. And I said, yeah, that's true. And she's like, well, could you kind of explain why you did that? And where, like, do you know where it came from? And I was just like, yeah. So basically what that is, once I found out Aaron's underwear, once I found out that Aaron's money went missing, I just went on to strip the whole apartment thinking maybe like it had fallen somewhere, like in a crevice that we hadn't looked at, like, or whatever. And so I took apart the cushions and I found a pair of underwear. And in my head, I thought the apartment was yours. And so in my head, I thought that had been your underwear. And I didn't want to touch it or do anything with it. I would just leave it there. That's what I thought made
the most sense. Ooh, that is a good response right there.
And which is the truth.
I genuinely thought that is somehow the truth.
And it is the truth. I genuinely thought it was hers. I was like, oh, like, this is her apartment. She's free to do whatever the fuck she wants in her apartment. There's underwear on the couch. This is irrelevant to the money. Great. And so that happens. He gets his money back.
So I didn't know this is what Mauricio said, but she calls me back and the sound of just like pure defeat in her voice when she called me back. She was just like, listen, like, I talked to your roommate, like, he confirmed the story. Like, I don't know what's going on here, Aaron, but like, I'm going to decide to trust you. And I was like, thank you, Joanna. And we had this beautiful moment of like human trust, like on this, like, we had this basic fundamental understanding. Anyway, like, what Mauricio really like broke her on this call. Like, she really just like, I don't know. Yeah. But she did buy it. It was not a lie. Yeah. And that was it.
Wow. This is truly a saga for the ages. So much happened in so little time.
Yeah, so many layers to the story. So many bad things that happened. I'm glad that, you know, Aaron can sit here with us as well and tell this tale with a smile on his face. Cause that sounds ass. It sounds like a really difficult 72 hours for him.
It is, but overall, Portugal's a great country.
That's what I'm getting from your story. Portugal's a good country.
So do we have a review from the host, from Julia at the Lagos Airbnb?
Aaron, where's the review? Give me the Joanna review.
Yeah, we got a review from Joanna.
Oh, we may have not gone to Lagos review. But
no, our blackmail scheme worked. Like, she did. Like, we both just wrote a review being like, great stay. Like, 12, you know.
You're saying stuff. Blackmail, but like, we lost money.
I'm just joking. I'm being
it was
little,
light blackmail.
She said, this is what Joanna said.
This is what Joanna said.
She said, you can read it.
Oh, Aaron and Maury were great guests to host. Nice, communicative, and tidy. I would definitely host them again. That is such a bot response.
Yeah, well, that's what we were, the best we were
going to get. Wait, you didn't get one for the Quinta one?
I guess not. Damn. Well, I didn't leave a review, so I can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, so after all that, you got a good review as well. You could go back anytime you want.
I feel like she probably wouldn't let you come back if you tried, though.
Maybe.
Well, let's find out. Let's go to Portugal.
Portugal round two,
I would do it again. Anyways, yeah, I mean, listen, I know that story was very convoluted and went 1,000 directions, but thank you guys so much for having me on. And thank you so much for having Aaron on.
No, it was a real treat to have a special guest for our special guest.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to have a first episode of 2022 go any other way. I think there's a lot of layers here to the story. Certainly a lot of directions that we could take this one in for some pearls of wisdom, per se.
But yeah, what are one or two that jump out to you? What would you tell our nation?
Give our listeners on what they should do in these situations, maybe specifically when it comes to navigating some of the challenges that might arise when dealing with an Airbnb host, but also anything else.
Pearls of wisdom. I think I have three main ones. Number one, do extensive research do extensive research about the Airbnb you're at, you know, just look at the most recent review maybe.
Wow. That's extensive.
That's a good shout. Yeah.
Keep that in mind. Number one. Number two, I wouldn't suggest going into a stranger's house party during a or I wouldn't suggest doing much when there's still a pandemic going on. Like, obviously have a good time, but like, you know, don't, if it's super crowded and not worth it, it's probably not worth it, right? Like,
well, it was a different world back then. We were all young, naive, and living in the summer. We were living in a hot back summer.
I think the last piece of advice is just, even in moments like that, just have a laugh when you're having a really bad time. It's like, it'll help you. It'll help you so much. Just like at a certain point, you have to see how ridiculous everything around you is. Just like to the, like, obviously parts of it suck. Like, but at a certain point, just look at what's going on around you to a certain level and just kind of laugh about it. Just be like, wow, this is absurd. And it sucks for now, but I know, you know, tomorrow's a new day. I think that would be all my advice, or all my pearls of wisdom.
I think number three is a wholesome pearl of wisdom that everyone should take into account in any shitty travel situation that they get themselves into. Yeah. I like that one.
What a great way to bring this episode to its conclusion.
It's a new year episode.
New year, new me, new Lee, new Maury, new Mitch. Well, Wanderlost Nation, thank you for tuning in to our I think this is our 17th episode, 18th episode.
Getting no, up there. I think it's 17. I think this is going to be hot number 17.
So thank you for tuning in. As always, please check us out on our Instagram page, Wanderlost Podcast, 2 T's. And of course, send any stories you have, any questions. We're getting a little mailbag. I know we've been saying this for literally a year, but we actually are getting a mailbag episode in the works. It's going to happen. Obviously, send your stories again, Wanderlost Podcast, 2 T's @gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And before we head out, Maury, any plugs that you'd like to do? Perhaps for, I know you're a bit of a musician. I don't know if anyone has heard of Poppy Golosina.
Ooh, are you a musician, Mauricio?
Yeah, you know, I kind of do that sometimes. I kind of just get on the music wave sometimes. No,
don't be so humble. Tell us more.
No, just a deep dive. Yeah, basically, I maybe like two years ago, just like when the pandemic hit, I just like released like an EP, and like I've always like played piano and stuff, but just really recently started going digital. So yeah, you can check me out at my name is Poppy Golosina. I'm on Spotify, SoundCloud. I'll spot for you. It's PAPI space GOLOSINA. It basically means daddy sweets.
Daddy sweets.
Daddy sweets, baby.
Spanish for daddy sweets.
I'm a big fan of Poor Me. That's my favorite song.
Yeah. That's definitely the hit single lot.
Well, Mauricio, we'll make sure to throw that one up on the Instagram page. Give you a little shout out for all those different links. So make sure you share that with us. But yeah, do you have a specific album out of the ones that you've kind of put out that is kind of near and dear to your heart the most? I'm sure all
yes.
of them, but
yes. It's called Tierno. It's T-I-E-R-N-O.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got like a little like orange light as like the cover. It's nice and warm. That's what it's supposed to mean, which Tierno means warm.
Nice. I'll give that one a listen then after this episode. That'll be the first.
I love that.
The first one that I'm going to listen to. I love it.
First gen of 2022.
That is going to be the new one. That's going to be the first.
It must be.
All right, pal. Well, thanks for coming on. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Come on out to Denver.
Listen, I'll come out. I definitely will. I'll see you there. Thank you so much again for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Lee. That's Mitch. That's Maury. Stay lost. Stay
2022, wanderlost. Baby. It's going to be a good one.
Stay lost.
See you guys in the next episode.
Wanderlust.